Please take your seat, put your hand together for the Lord.
In this covenant of prayer, it's testimony time. Please let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies as will follow shortly. Number one, supernatural turnaround via soul winning. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. After our wedding in September of 2019, we joined this commission and we followed every instruction from the altar. However, when Operation 10 Souls for Christ was announced, Bishop David Oyedepo admonished us to engage with it and present at least 10 souls to God. When we got home, I told my husband, it is not a husband and wife business. So we wrote down our goals and told God to endue us with special wisdom daily and grant us speed to deliver our own 10 souls. Also, we kept praying and declaring Zechariah 8:23. And by February 2020 ending, just less than 4 weeks, we had 10 souls established in the church. Hallelujah. Then God showed up. My husband got a business contract worth millions of naira, and God gave us a landed property. My young brother was granted visa, a brand new furniture, and we are blessed well enough to reach out to the needs of others. The souls are also having numerous testimonies of their own, of healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs. This month, we opened our home for the fellowship center, and it was anointed. Since the lockdown, we have been gathering our souls for the services. We return all the glory to God. Testify Mr. and Mrs. Promise Geo. Loud applause for Jesus for this wonderful testimony. Number two, miracle job offer due to kingdom advancement endeavor. During the midweek service, the bishop said towards the end of the service that since Operation Run was just 3 days to go, we should do what he had never done before and see God at work. Right there, I decided that I will engage in four hours, daily intercessory prayers for the next 3 days. Just 2 days into my engagement, precisely on Friday, I got calls, text messages, and emails from about 8 different recruiting companies, informing me that my CV was sent to them by one of the multinational oil companies to contact me and ask me just 2 questions. One, if I was available and willing to take up an appointment with them. And 2, how much was I willing to accept as my pay? All the 8 companies were literally begging me to choose them as my preferred agent. Thus, just by obedience and engagement in kingdom advancement endeavors, without interview, I suddenly became the most sought after. All arrangements are concluded for my resumption. Only God could have done this. Testify, Owolabi A. Please rise on your feet. Put your hands together with loud voices. Let's magnify God for this testimony.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven this morning and let's begin to give the glory unto God, appreciate him from the depth of your heart, glorify him, honor him, and thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise that is due unto his name. Thank him for the testimonies that we have heard. These are the doings of the Lord and they are marvelous in our eyes. Will you lift your voice and give the glory unto God from the depth of your heart? Give him the praise that is due unto his name and celebrate him. He's worthy of all the praise, he's worthy of all the glory, he's worthy of all the honor, and worthy of all the adoration. Lift your hand and lift your voice. Don't mutter your words. Give thanks until you are grateful for the last. You are not set for the next. Thank him for what he has done for others, your position for what he would do for you. Will you give him thanks? These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. This can only be God. Will you give him thanks? Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Also, right now, begin to thank him for the answers he has given to your own prayers, knowing that you have not prayed in vain, nor have you prayed into storage, but that God has heard you, and God has answered your prayers. give him the glory due unto his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Lord, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We have come to give you praise. Now at the same time, begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. I've come, Lord, this morning for an encounter with you by your word. For all the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. It's your voice I've come to hear this morning. Speak directly to me. Let your word come forth in my direction, enabling me with grace from on high. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, this morning we have come with voices of gratitude. The testimonies we have heard can only be you. And for it we give you all the praise. Lord, for the answers to our prayer, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. Your word said they looked unto you and were lightened, and their faces were no longer ashamed. By your word, give light to each one of us. Transform each one of us here today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. We began yesterday looking at this line of exhortations entitled Engaging the God of Speed Through the Altar of Prayer. Engaging the God of Speed Through the Altar of Prayer. We have come to recognize that we serve a God of speed. In Romans chapter 9 and verse 28, the scripture there says, for he will finish the work. He will cut it short in righteousness. For a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. He will finish the work. He will cut it short in righteousness. Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. From this scripture, it is clear that we serve a God of speed. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, qualifying the kind of speed at which God walks, he said, God is light. So the speed of light is the speed of God. When you talk about God's execution of his purposes, it never takes time. God's intervention is sudden and supernatural. The Bible makes us to understand on the day of Pentecost when God was going to invade his church, it says, and suddenly there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And as a result of that, every one of them had the cloven tongues of fire. And the Bible says, and when it was noised abroad, the multitudes gathered together. Instant alarm, instant response. That is the God we serve, a God of speed. And I see the God of speed responding to each one of us in the name of Jesus. We also came to recognize that the God of speed is engaged largely on the altar of prayer. In other words, the speed of God is always a product of the engagement of the altar of prayer. That servant of Abraham said, give me good speed today. It was on the altar of prayer that we saw the speed of God being engaged supernaturally. And that is why it becomes important for us to understand what it takes for you and I to engage that divine speed through the altar of prayer. And this morning we are going to look at another case study, the case study of Elijah. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21 to 24. There was a contention in the land had surrendered to the worship of Baal. And the Bible says, Elijah said, how long will you hold between two opinions? He said, now. If Baal is God, serve him. If God is God, then serve him. He said, but this is what we are going to do. He said, we will take a particular bullock and we'll sacrifice it upon the altar. Let the prophets of Baal call upon their gods, and I will call upon the Lord God. He said, and let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And the Bible tells us between verse 36 and verse 39, from the morning to the evening, the prophets of Baal had done their best. And verse 36, the Bible says, and when it came to the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah prepared the bullock and put it upon the altar and then prayed a very short, fervent prayer. And what was it? He said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I've done all these things at thy word. He says, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. And the Bible says, and in verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell. Very short prayer, very fervently presented, and instantly heaven responded. The Bible says that as he prayed that prayer, then the others were praying their own prayer from morning till evening. But this one looked unto God and engaged the God of speed. If you look at the prayer that he prayed, it was not a prayer that could be answered another day. God had to answer that day. What did he say? He said, let it be known this day, not tomorrow. Let it show now. And instantly the God of speed responded on his behalf. I want you to understand that we serve the same God of Elijah, the one who responds instantly to every request. But what you and I must understand is what it takes for us to position for such a response. In the book of James chapter 5, the Bible shows us the secret of Elijah, verse 16 down to verse 18. The Bible says there, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. It said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer, not the casual prayer, but the effectual fervent. Another translation puts it this way, the heartfelt prayer of a righteous man. It makes tremendous power available that is dynamic in his working. And we are told of examples of this in the life of Elijah. Elijah prayed that it should not rain, and not rain for the space of 3 days and of 3 years and 6 months. He prayed again and the heavens gave rain. And he said, this Elijah was a man of like passions like we are. He was a man like you. He was a human being like you and I. But the difference was he was fervent. He was passionate. Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. The Bible tells verse 11 and verse 12. It tells us there, it says, not slothful in business, but what? Fervent in spirit. To be fervent in spirit has to do with engaging your heart. It has to do with being spiritually on fire. When you find a lukewarm individual on the altar of prayer, that individual will lack answers. What secures heaven's response is the degree of your fervency. When a man or woman is fervent on the altar of prayer, they can never lack answers from on high. A fervent spirit is the direction in which God will always respond. My prayer is that for each one of us from this day onward, our spirits shall remain fervent. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. So every time you go in prayer, pray with fervency. Fervency is not about volume, it's about connectivity. Your heart being engaged. We are told that Anna prayed. And how did she pray? The words out of her mouth could not be seen, but they saw her like a drunk. She was consumed by what she was presenting unto God. Until your prayer consumes you, it cannot contact God. It is the prayer that consumes you that will contact God. And whatever contacts God is what God will respond to. My prayer from today is that as we stand upon the altar of prayer, May our prayers begin to consume us. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. That's what it takes. It takes engaging with fervency to see the God of speed respond on our behalf. Furthermore, we discover that for anyone to enjoy divine intervention, we must engage the force of expectation. Expectation. The prayer that you don't expect to be answered will not be answered. One of the issues that we see that many have today on the altar of prayer is that they pray for the purpose of religion, not for the purpose of answers. That's why you find people today who are even shocked when their prayers are answered. They are shocked. They are surprised. Can you believe I just prayed like that and God just answered me? Why? Because there is no expectation. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse 13 and verse 14, it tells us there very clearly. It says, my son, eat thou honey because it's good, and honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thee. And when thou hast found it, there shall be a reward. And thine expectation shall not be cut off. When you pray, what are you expecting? When you pray, what are you expecting? You are praying for the lost. What are you expecting? You are praying for church services. What are you expecting? You are praying for your converts. What are you expecting? Your expectation matters on the altar of prayer. You are presenting that list of those that you want to minister to. What are you expecting? What are you expecting? Our expectation determines his intervention. What are you expecting when you pray? These are vital questions that you and I must ask ourselves. Because where there is no expectation, there can be no response. The Bible tells us concerning the children of Judah, as they went to pray and fast in 2 Kings 20, verse 3 down to verse 24, how that they went before the Lord and waited upon him. And they said, Lord, now behold, look at what they are doing. Arise now and help us, intervene on our behalf. And instantly God stepped in. And the Bible tells us how that God smote all of the adversaries, and there was not one that escaped. All of them were dead bodies. God intervened instantly on the basis of their expectation. There are many that offer intercession, but they lack expectation. Until you have expectation, your intercession remains barren. So you and I must ensure that our hearts are expectant. The man at the beautiful gate looked at Peter and John, expecting to receive something. Don't go to God without expectation. Where there is no expectation, you will depart without any manifestation. From today, I see your heart loaded with divine expectation. Take note of this, particularly as it concerns the multiplication of his church. It is no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church on or before May 2nd, 2021. It's no big deal. Our God is a God of speed. We pray with fervency, pray with expectation, and you can be sure that we'll see his manifestation. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 36. What does he say there to us? There was not one city too hard for us. The Lord delivered all into our hands. The God who has the ability to make the earth to bring forth in a day has the ability to deliver the multiplication mandate of this church within this time period. God is a God of speed, and we shall see his hand hasten his word into performance in our midst. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise on your feet with me this morning. Lift up your hand and take grace from God. Lord, I receive grace to engage with fervency, to engage with expectancy on the altar of prayer. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. No more lukewarm prayers for me. No more lukewarm prayers for me. No more lukewarm prayers for me. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to engage with fervency. I receive grace to engage with expectancy every time I go upon the altar of prayer, loading my heart with expectation. anticipating your intervention at every point in time in the name of Jesus Christ. No more barren prayers. My prayers must secure answers. My prayers must secure answers. Are you praying for yourself? No more barrenness on the altar of prayer. My prayers must secure heaven's attention, heaven's intervention, provoking supernatural transformation in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray and secure grace from God. Secure grace from God. Secure grace from God. Begin to tap into the spirit of grace and supplication. Secure it from God right now. Secure it from God right now. Secure it from God right now. Take that grace from the depth of your heart. Take that grace. Take that grace. Take that grace. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord, unto you we look this morning. Let your grace come fresh upon each one of us. The grace for fervency in prayer, let it come afresh upon us. The grace for expectancy on the altar of prayer, let it come afresh upon us. No more barren prayers for any one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Another day is here, another opportunity before you. Speak to the day and make your decrees, and what you declare, God will deliver. Lift your voice and speak to the day. Speak with expectation. Speak with authority. Speak from the depth of your heart with the assurance of faith. Open your mouth and speak. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Speak to the day. The day is blessed. The day is loaded with testimonies. A day of visitations. A day of transformation. Speak to the day right now. Make your decree. Make your declaration. Make your decree. Make your declaration. Make your decree. And make your declaration. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared this morning, so shall it be to you. The day is declared blessed. It's a day of testimonies. Good tidings coming your way today. No evil report from anywhere. In the name of Jesus Christ. A day of heavenly favor. A day of open doors. A day of divine speed. In Jesus' precious name. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.